All right. Thank you, guys. How are y'all doing today? Christopher, how are you doing today? Good? All right. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about a little bit about last week, okay? So do you guys remember from which of the 12 sons of Jesus come? Do you remember? Huh? Yeah, who would Jacob come? Who's his dad? Who's Jacob's dad? Like where this? Do you remember? Jesus would come from the tribe of Judah. Or Jesus would come from the tribe of Judah, not Jacob's dad, but he would come from the tribe of Judah. Okay? Was this because Judah was good? Was Judah good? No? What did he do? Do you remember? He sinned? How did he sin? Huh? He's bad, huh? Yeah, do you remember how he sinned? He's good on track. Judah? A little bit, maybe. What do y'all think? ¿Por qué es Judas malo? ¿Por qué estaba malo? ¿Por qué estaba malo? ¿Te acuerdan de la historia la semana pasada? ¿Vendió su hermano a quién? A un agente, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. So, remember, he sold his brother into what? He threw him in the pit, right? And then they pulled him out slow and sold him into slavery. Yep, you remember. Cool. Okay. So let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 39. Genesis 39. Yes, 39. All right, so I'm going to read a few different verses. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2, 7 through 15, then 19 through 21. And God's word says, "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt." Okay, make sure y'all are listening because I'm going to ask y'all some questions. So Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, okay? And Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites, okay, who had taken him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. And he was in the house of the master, the Egyptian. All right? So now we're going to go 7 through 15. "And it came about after these events that his master's wife looked with desire at Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'Behold, with me here my master does not concern himself with anything in the house, and he has put all that he owns in my charge. There is no one greater in this house than I, and he has held nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?'" And verse 10 says, "And it came about as she spoke to Joseph day after day that he did not listen to her to lie beside her or be with her. Now it happened one day that he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the household were there inside. And she caught him by his garment, saying, 'Lie with me.' And he left his garment in her hand and fled and went aside." Okay, when he saw that he had left the garment in her hand and had fled outside, she called to the men of her household and said to them, "See, he has brought in a Hebrew to us to make sport of us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I screamed. And it came about that when he learned that I raised my voice and screamed, that he left his garment beside me and fled and went outside." Now we'll go 19 through 21. "Now it came about when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, 'This is what your slave did to me,' that his anger burned. So Joseph's master took him and he put him into jail, the place where the king's prisoners bind, and he was there in the jail. But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer." Okay? So that's the story of Joseph and how he got. Where did they put Joseph? In jail. That's right. He beat you. Oh, man. Yes. Okay? So who bought Joseph from the Ishmaelites? Do y'all remember? Yes. The Egyptians. Remember which one it was specifically? Potiphar? Yeah, remember Potiphar? Yeah, Potiphar bought him. Okay, and he was the chief of police to the Pharaoh, okay? So he was like the big dog policeman, okay? Okay, how did Joseph respond to Potiphar's wife's temptation to sin? She was trying to grab him and say, come here, right? What did Joseph do? Yes. Yeah, he ran away. What did he do? He told her what? Yeah, he's like, no, right? And he ran. He ran away from sin, right? And James tells us that too. And so, yes, so that's what happened, right? So he refused to listen to her. He feared God and ran away from evil, okay? So where did Joseph end up because of the lies of Potiphar's wife? We just talked about that. Where at? Where did Joseph end up at? Where did he go to? Do you know? You guys know? ¿Dónde fue? No saben. Jail, that's right. He went to jail. Yes, he went to jail. Did you help her out, Christopher? All right, thank you. All right, good. Good, good. Okay, so remember, God was with Joseph. Do you remember that? Where it said every now and then that God was with Joseph. And his suffering, okay, causing all the bad things that happened to him to work out for his own good, right? So all these bad things that were happening to Joseph, God was making them good for himself, okay? Now, have you ever seen a painter? Okay, you've seen a painter? Have you seen people paint? Okay, I have a few painters and drawers in my house that like doing stuff like that. Well, when you have a canvas, right, you have this painting or this canvas, like an empty sheet, right? And they start to paint. What do they do first, you know? Get ready. They get ready? Okay, that's fair. Okay, good, good. Yes, Lincoln? They get their supplies out, right? Okay, what else? When they begin to draw on there, what do? They get their tools? Okay, we're almost there. So they grab those tools and all that and the canvas that they've prepared, and they begin to draw on it, right? But at first, they'll take like a pencil or something real thin and just draw little lines, right? Yes, ma'am. You draw? Paint? Okay. Ah, that's right. So you kind of build your outline first, right? And it kind of looks kind of messy, huh? It doesn't look like it's going to turn out to be good, huh? Yeah, so it kind of like it's real simple, it's basic, but it's kind of guiding you, right, to what it's going to look like in the future, right? So at first, in Joseph's life, that's where he is right now, where he's just barely painting that sketch. So God is the painter of his life, right? And with every stroke, eventually the painting or the drawing gets what? Does it get better or worse?
It gets better.
It gets better, right? So as you keep painting, right, every stroke it begins to bring a picture of what the painter has in their mind. And that's what God is doing with Joseph. Every little stroke in Joseph's life, God is painting a portrait of something, okay? So with God sometimes takes them those situations that don't make sense, that are confusing, painful, messy, okay? And he'll make them for his own good. We often do not understand that God is doing something in the moment, okay? So he's drawing this painting. Okay, but with every stroke of God's will on this painting, it will always have a reason, right? There's always a reason why a painter will put blue on top. Why is that? Why?
For the sky.
Okay. Why would he put green at the bottom? That's right. Okay. And what about maybe some brown over here on the edges? What's he doing there? Maybe some dirt or trees or bushes, right? Or mountains. Hey, yeah, that's right. Mountains too. Yeah. So again, so you guys already have this picture in your mind. We don't even have it here, and you already know what it's looking like, right? It's beautiful, right? Can you see it? No? Okay, no. Yeah, that's right. So that's what God is going to do with Joseph's life, okay? So, such with this case with Joseph, because we know the whole story, right? But Joseph didn't know what was going on at the time, right? But we know because it is a true story. This really happened, okay? And so Joseph now, his testimony or his story has been penned by Moses and the Holy Spirit, okay? So because we have the whole story, we can see the complete painting of Joseph's life. But when Joseph was sold by his brothers, y'all remember that? Into slavery and became the servant of Potiphar, all he could see were the confusing and dark strokes of suffering, okay? I too grew up in a some partially dysfunctional home, right? My parents were divorced. My mom and dad didn't like each other. They always said mean things to each other. They told me to go tell them stuff. And these dark strokes in my life, right, that were there, now I've used those to help people, to talk to people. I could relate to people, okay? And so again, I look back and I thank God that I was able to go through them just for His glory, right? At the time, I didn't want to go through those things. But now I can look back and say, hey, thank you, Lord, that I'm able to talk to these people, right? So Joseph had been taken away from the land of Canaan and was now the slave of an Egyptian. Had God left him? Has God left Noah? He hasn't, right? He's there, right? God is there. So Joseph certainly must have wondered at times. But over and again, we are told that God was with Joseph. We saw that in the text, right? He was with Joseph in his work for Potiphar, giving him success, right? When he worked for Potiphar, he was very successful, okay? And causing his master to have favor on him, okay? Potiphar loved Joseph. He enjoyed Joseph. Joseph was smart, okay? He was with Joseph as Potiphar's wife. He was with Joseph as Potiphar's wife tempted him, okay? Keeping him from falling into terrible sin. So even then, the Potiphar could have put Joseph to death. But he chose to just do what? That's right, just put him in jail, right? Do you think he probably deserved death if that really happened? No? Maybe, right? I think some kings would have probably taken him out. All right, so anyway, we see showing Joseph love as he laid in the dark cell, God would talk to him, right? Joseph was God's man. Though it appeared that God had left him, not a moment passed when God was with him as his helper and keeper. Okay, Joseph was even kept alive in jail, okay? Though Joseph could not see it in the moment, God was using these black strokes of suffering to make Joseph into a masterpiece of his grace, okay? So we see that. All right, so here's a couple more questions. So why did it look like God had left Joseph? What's that? Okay, maybe because of some sin from others, right? Because he was in jail, right? So it looked like God wasn't helping him out, right? So all these bad things were happening, right? And it looked like God was not there intervening. Even in today's world, we see lots of bad things happening. But one day, God will intervene. Just how God is patient here, God is patient now, okay? So how was God with Joseph in the suffering? How did he take care of him during these bad moments? He talked to him. Eventually, we'll see that in the next one. Yes, he did. And through a dream, right? He shows him some dreams. And also, he showed grace to him by not taking his life, right? He had approval in the eyes of Potiphar, right? And then the keeper of the prison as well. So God never left Joseph for even a moment, even though it looked like it, okay? So why should this story be an encouragement to Christians? What do you think? Oh, yeah. No matter what the situation is, right? Whether you're falsely accused, like Joseph was, they threw him in a pit, they sold him into slavery, and then all of a sudden his hopes come up because he's the right hand of Potiphar, then all of a sudden he gets falsely accused of trying to be with Potiphar's wife, right? And then now they throw him in jail, and now he's in jail, he's in prison, and he doesn't know what's going on, right? Just out of nowhere, poor Joseph has had a tough life, right? He's had a tough life. But God has a plan for Joseph. He's going to use him in a great way. Not for Joseph's sake, but for God's sake, okay? All right, so let's pray that during our dark times in our life, when things aren't going the way we want, or maybe we think that God may not be there, that we remember the story of Joseph, and we can look back now because God has shared this with us, that He is always there. Okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for today. We thank You, Lord, for just the remembering, Lord, and the refresher that You are always there, Lord. No matter what the situation is like, no matter what's going on at home, no matter what's going on in the world, the politics, that You are there, Lord, and You are in control. And everything, Lord, is done so that way you are glorified. There are many men, including ourselves, that do evil purposely, and also, Lord, all of mankind is stained with sin, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that your patience runs out soon, that you return quickly, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for your grace and your patience, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we just have a good morning in worship, Lord. We thank you. We love you.